territorio. Entonces tenemos desafíos muy grandes contra la madera, contra la minería de oro, contra las empresas mineras, contra los ferrocarriles, contra todos estos proyectos gubernamentales mortales.
Desde que Bolsonaro llegó al poder, en 2019, los indígenas multiplicaron sus denuncias sobre invasiones a sus tierras, violencia y otras violaciones a sus derechos. La organización Articulación de los Pueblos Indígenas de Brasil presentó a principios de este mes de agosto una declaración ante la Corte Penal Internacional para denunciar al gobierno de Bolsonaro por genocidio y ecocidio. Denunció que no pueden permanecer en silencio frente a lo que constituye un escenario violento en el cual no solo está presente el virus de la COVID-19, sino que se amenaza la vida de los pueblos indígenas, la madre tierra y el futuro de la humanidad. Yo, Andrés Becerra Méndez, con información de Nilufar Shakuri, Hispan TV Noticias.
Entre confrontaciones y dudas por falta de transparencia en el proceso, se realizó el sorteo de posesiones en las papeletas electorales de Honduras. 15 candidatos a la presidencia, más de 5.000 aspirantes entre diputados y alcaldías, iniciarán la campaña electoral el 30 de agosto, informa Gilda Silvestrucci.
Por desorden y agresiones entre simpatizantes de diferentes partidos políticos, el Consejo Nacional Electoral tuvo que suspender el sorteo para definir el orden de las papeletas electorales programado el pasado sábado.
Pero estas son elecciones en un narcoestado. Entonces que no venga el señor que rompió el orden constitucional a decir que esto procede haciendo de una forma violenta, abrupta, un zarpazo a un evento que ya ha tenido atrasos y que esto solo le está favoreciendo al partido en el gobierno.
Acusaciones de fraude, manipulación e interés de cancelar las elecciones fueron vertidas desde los diferentes sectores de oposición contra el partido de gobierno.
Aquí es el momento preciso donde hoy en día estamos viviendo nosotros el fracaso de una democracia, que esa democracia, para poderla recuperar, tiene que ser en las calles peleando.
Ante la violencia y la irrupción a la sede del Consejo Nacional Electoral por parte de líderes del Partido Nacional, el sorteo fue suspendido y convocado en otro lugar y con mayor seguridad.
Hay otra forma de hacerlo, pero no soy yo la persona, no soy como la persona para condenar la forma de actuar de los ciudadanos que aspiran a gobernar este país.
No podemos seguir actuando con tanta falta de civilidad. No podemos seguir actuando de forma tan fuerte, donde no se use la palabra.
16 partidos políticos y movimientos independientes de reciente creación participaron en el sorteo de las posiciones con la oferta más grande en la historia electoral de Honduras.
Nosotros aceptamos la casilla que nos tocó. Somos la número 7. Lo que nos queda ahora es divulgar la casilla que corresponde al libre, porque nosotros estamos promoviendo el voto en plancha.
Las elecciones generales están convocadas para el 28 de noviembre en un proceso donde no se ha logrado implementar las reformas electorales que reduzcan la duda de un fraude. Hilda Silvestrucci, Telesur Honduras.
Y así llegamos al final de otra edición del Informativo Pacífica. Nuestro agradecimiento a todos los medios que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Fernando Velázquez, se despide Norma Martínez. Gracias por su atención.
Migrantes de todos los rincones del mundo duermen bajo su mismo cielo estrellado. Me los encuentro en las calles, en los cines, en los supermercados, y el olor de sus comidas me embriaga de placer. Todos ellos son mis vecinos.
Y yo aquí vivo, bajo sus leyes domésticas, pago impuestos y mis manos producen la riqueza nacional.
Soy parte de esa comunidad que vive, trabaja y sueña con una mañana mejor para nuestras familias.
Casi todos migrantes como yo, casi todos soñadores como yo.
Trabajemos pues en la construcción de otra nación que nos haga dignos.
Seamos los arquitectos de nuestro sueño colectivo.
Esta radio no tiene comerciales porque tú nos apoyas. Si ya has hecho una aportación económica, te damos las gracias. Si no, hazlo ahora en kpfk.org o llama al 818-985-5735. Gracias.
A continuación, Informativo Pacífica.
¡No te la pierdas!
Because we are the 99%.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops.
El presidente Joseph Biden ratifica que todas las tropas estadounidenses saldrán de Afganistán para el 31 de agosto.
Hemos recibido informes creíbles de graves violaciones del derecho internacional humanitario y de abusos de los derechos humanos en muchas zonas bajo el control efectivo de los talibanes. Incluyen, entre otras, ejecuciones sumarias de civiles y miembros de las Fuerzas de Seguridad Nacional afganas, restricciones a los derechos de las mujeres.
La ONU denuncia ejecuciones sumarias y otras violaciones de derechos humanos cometidas por el grupo talibán en Afganistán.
Las invasiones están aumentando en el territorio, entonces tenemos desafíos muy grandes contra la madera, contra las empresas mineras.
Indígenas brasileños inician una semana de protestas contra Jair Bolsonaro. Y la riqueza de unos cuantos multimillonarios en los Estados Unidos aumentó en 1.8 billones de dólares durante la pandemia, mientras millones de trabajadores se quedaron sin empleo, revela informe. A continuación, detalles de estas y otras noticias en la edición de hoy del Informativo Pacífica. Acompáñenos.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops.
El presidente Joseph Biden ratificó el martes que para el 31 de agosto todas las tropas estadounidenses saldrán de Afganistán luego de 20 años.
If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My mama told me to pick the best one, and you are it.
Hello. Thank you for calling Neon Bible. For an important message from the founders of the Neon Bible program, please dial extension 7777 right now. Or stay on the line to listen to our menu options.
We are not here to make a show. We are here to try experience that you want to do. So we will focus exactly on that. There's two conditions. First one, you have to have the desire, and the second one, I guide you. If you have any question, if not, just start and enjoy. And you sleep.
From my heart, you won't be. Hello? What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Who is this? What? Hello, Neon Bible Head Office for NBHO. I was wondering when I could expect my Neon Bible pamphlets to arrive. Of course, I've heard rumors of their arrival in March of 2007, but I know of no definitive date. I, of course, would love to know when I can expect these pamphlets to arrive in my local shops. Thank you, Neon Bible Head Office, and I hope to hear from you very, very soon.
Oh, God, we'll let you down. Oh, you lost it, but you found in the light of the broken calf. In the light of the broken calf.
This makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, is it a Bible that glows with neon light? What does that mean? Is it a modern Bible?
Studies class, and we're taking a look at a lot of different media advertisements and ways to get the public's attention, and I just ran across your phone line, though, and that was fantastic. I have never been so excited about a new product coming out
as I am about Neon Bible. You guys changed my life, and I just wanted you to know that your product basically gave me my life back.
I don't judge people for not understanding, but not believing the Neon Bible is an unforgivable sin. It's just wrong.
I thought I was being honest, but the Neon Bible knows whatever you're really doing.
Excuse me. I just want to say something wonderful about your album. It's very interesting. Particularly the hand part is extremely interesting. So thank you, because it's very, the whole thing is interesting. Thank you.
I believe in myself, I believe in the cause, and I believe in the effect. I do believe.
One, two, three, four. Well, I hope and a violent pain, in the light they both look the same. Pour them out on into the world, on every boy and every girl. Listen to me, neon Bible, neon Bible. Not much chance to survive, neon Bible, it's right.
It's a kid in East Berlin.
Yes.
And he's hiding in the trunk of a car. But he's trying to sneak out. He's trying to get out of East Berlin. And he's in the trunk of a car, and there's an inspector. He's at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, when it changes, the inspector is knocking on the trunk.
It's a shame.
Thank you.
about what you guys were saying, and we've been touched by the hope and the truth, and oh shit, my foot's on fire, I gotta go.
In the Palisades, we're going to appreciate this kind of behavior. If you're going to drink that hard lemonade outside, you're going to have to use a plastic cup.
Yeah. I was kind of...
So it's like a mini
yeah,
step.
That's how we're doing it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try it one more time.
Yeah.
Satisfied, but I will have to keep on searching.
I got your album as a gift a couple weeks ago, and your CD has extremely impacted me. I'm a struggling Christian myself, and thanks again for the amazing art. It is truly enigmatic, mystical, magical, and lots of question marks.
Yes, things aren't so simple. Maybe they are. Damn it, this is more difficult than I thought it would be, isn't it? I forgot what I was supposed to leave. I'll call back.
Hello. How many messages are there of the band talking now?
I'm calling the Arcade Fire, but I can't tell. Hello, please talk to me, Arcade Fire. You are my favorite band.
There's a fear I keep so deep, knew its names before I could speak. They know my name cause I told it to them, but they don't know when, they don't know when it's coming. Oh, when, but it's coming, keep the car running. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was super.
Thank you. Definitely worth it.
Hey, it said that there were going to be exciting developments. I mean, since when is asking for someone's phone number an exciting development? They're asking for a message. That's just, it's absurd is what it is on its face. And as for the music you play, you should change the tune every once in a while. If you're going to have this number, you should at least make it, have it make sense.
Jérémy, tout petit. Ça, c'est Tim. Il n'y a pas de place. Je sais pas où les dessiner. Je veux du rouge, mais il y a juste du orange.
Hey, I don't know who you think you are, like, your band. I don't know if you're trying to be, like, really cool and different with your new voice message thing, but I'm not buying it. I'll never listen to your music, ever. You just inspired such a violent passion in me. I mean, I can't stand your music because I haven't listened to it. The fact that you have this message thing is so dumb, and you just lost a possible subscriber because you talk to me in that demeaning way on your phone thing. I'll never ever listen to your music, and if you ever think that I will, then you're sorely mistaken. And good luck, because you just lost one of the greatest fans you could have ever had.
at work right now, and I don't know exactly where my life is going if I stay on this path. I need something to pursue, and I need passion. I'm supposed to be creating, and I'm supposed to be putting something out into the world, and I'm not. I'm stuck here for 8 hours a day, and nothing's getting done, and time is moving too fast. I need something better. Thank you.
I was on the L this morning, and this homeless guy tried to sell me an electric Bible, but I'm pretty sure it was a ripoff because it was just a Bible wrapped in Christmas lights. You might want to consider legal action.
Action.
Do you remember how music used to make you feel? Hi, I'm Juno Award-winning guitarist Richard Reed Perry of the Arcade Fire. But I'm not here to stroll down memory lane. I want to tell you about what the future holds. On March 5th in the United Europe and March 6th in North America, our new album, Neon Bible, will make you feel that way all over again.
So walk, run, or fly to your nearest retailer on March 5th and 6th.
or call us in the next 5 minutes on our secure phone line, 1-866-TheonBible, to find out more.
Cut.
Well, maybe we could time you
getting tickets to see you guys for my
my daughter's fifth birthday. You're basically our family's favorite thing, but, you know, she really, really has taken a liking to the music and sings all the words and seems to be really into it. So that's what she wanted for her fifth birthday present. So we'll be taking her to the May 7th show in New York at the United Palace, and it's about a six-hour drive for us, so it's closer than we had thought. And I'm hoping we have good seats. They say they're okay. I'm just calling because she made a couple of things that she wanted to give to Wynn and some of the other people in the band. She, you know, at school, they asked her, you know, what she wanted to draw, and she said she wanted to draw what the music made her feel like when she listened to Arcade Fire. So I just wanted to, you know, hopefully I'm going to have her bring them. And, you know, she's not really understanding. She's never been out of our small town. So hopefully it'll be fun for her and she'll enjoy herself. So I just wanted to let you know that we got the tickets and we're hoping to be there. And sorry if I was bothering everybody. I know this is a much important phone line, but I just wasn't sure where else to go without a computer and whatnot. So thank you. Bye.
can't forget. Don't wanna live in my father's house no more. Don't wanna fight in a holy war. Don't want the salesman knocking at my door. Don't wanna live in America no more. Because the tide is high and it's rising still, and I don't wanna see it at my windowsill. I don't wanna see it at my windowsill. I don't wanna see it at my windowsill. I don't wanna see it. Be free, what have you done to me? I can't breathe, I can't see. World War III, when all you're coming for me, you're kicking up sparks, set the flames free. The windows are locked now, so what'll it be? A house on fire, a rising sea.
on the radio tell us that we're going to war. Those brave men and women in uniform, they wanna know what they're fighting for. The generals wanna hear the end game. The allies wanna prove the plan. But the oil men in the White House, they just don't give a damn. Cause it's all about the price. About blood, sweat, tears, and toil. It's all about the price of oil. Now, I ain't no fan of Saddam Hussein. Out last time, was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer to why him, why here, why now? Cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all about the price of oil. Don't give me no shit about blood, sweat, tears, and toil. It's all about the price of oil. Saddam killed his own people, just like General Pinochet. Upon a time, both these evil men were supported by the USA. Whisper it, even Bin Laden once drank from America's cup. Just like that election down in Florida, this shit doesn't all add up. Cause it's all about the price of. It's all about the price of oil.
U.S. forces give the nod. It's a setback for your country. Bombs and trenches all in rows. Bombs and threats still ask for more.
Tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM and 101 FM. You're listening to a special compilation put together called Peace Not War. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. That's peace-not-war.org. Check out the website for dozens of more anti-war songs, plus information, art, and the Peace Group search engine. All proceeds from the sale of Peace Not War CDs go to nonviolent groups working to end the war and make peace. So check it out. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. Again, we're listening to the Global Peace Movement fundraiser compilation CD, and we're listening to selected tracks from the compilation called Peace Not War.
Like the sermon on the mountain, says the Dharma got to come. Hellfire and brimstone, swap for oil and guns. When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down.
Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. That's the first thing to do. Duck and cover. First, you duck. Then, you cover. You duck and cover. Tight. Duck and cover under the table.
Thank you. jungle behind Timuriad sun.
Even as we meet, negotiations are taking place in New York to try and organize a United Nations resolution which will give the green light for an intervention in Iraq. If they get the resolution, they will do it supposedly in a multilateral way. If they don't get the resolution, they will do it in a unilateral way. For the United Nations today is not representative. The Security Council is not representative of the world in which we live. It is something which grew out of the Second World War. If they took a vote in the General Assembly, the vote would be 80% against them. And they know it. And you know, we are not alone. In Britain, we are not alone, as we saw on the last demonstration. But in large parts of Europe, it's not just the demonstrators, it's large sections of the state apparatuses in Europe who are opposed to this war. In Italy, we've had the largest demonstration against the war, much larger than ours, we're happy to say. 1.2 million people demonstrated in Italy against the war. It's a very big movement, and that's why constantly one of the aims of the Blair government is propaganda. Propaganda against us, propaganda in favor of the war, that's what the dossier which they presented represented. True war propaganda. When to stop the flow of recruits into small terrorist organizations, some of them religious terrorist organizations, is not by dropping bombs, is not by invading countries, is not by destroying cities, but beginning to tackle the political problem which caused this to happen. Now, if you're a citizen of any country, you just see the double standards at work. Sharon has nuclear weapons, but he's part of the war against terror. That's fine. Saddam might get nuclear weapons in 3 or 4 years' time. But he has to be bombed now because we believe in preemptive action. And we don't just believe in preemptive action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly. Wherever I travel, and I travel all over the world, when people find out I'm from Britain, they say, could you just explain to us? Tony Blair. They just want an explanation saying, why is he so constantly ensconced in the posterior of the American president? Action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly. Is what many of us argued after September the 11th.
that the way you are going to stop the flow of improvement into small terrorist organizations, some of them religious terrorist organizations, is not by dropping bombs, is not by invading countries, is not by
and the heathens, the Babylonians and the demons, politicians who deceiving, Freemasons and the New World Order, yo. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Start with that Bush bitch, I strangled and choked him, shoot him and smoke him. The only reason he's in power is because he cheated blatant in the voting. The whole thing was scandalous because that Bush bitch got away with it. And now the rest of the world is going to pay for it. Causing more deaths and destruction, unrest and a war, more hunger. Him and his puppet Blair don't care to bumper. The little warmongers supporting 666 numbers in their equation, spreading propaganda for the nation. Bush and Blair, they're really Lucifer and Satan. Fuck the members of parliament, Pentagon and White Houses, prime ministers, presidents, dealing with allegations that have no evidence. They see what it is, I'm schizzing vision, claiming to wipe out terrorism. They're really terrified of Muslims and trying to wipe out their religion. How come Bin Laden's not dead or in prison? I don't understand. Two of the world's most powerful allies can't even catch one man. Now they're making the same excuses to go and attack Saddam. Look at the drop bombs on Iraq like they did in Afghanistan. But can you tell me what war really achieves? Apart from innocent death, soldiers dying in army fatigues as young as 16, leaving people maimed and disabled. But these two wingless demonic angels, full strings and cables, while they drink and sit round tables. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Blair's a puppet, a few leagues below Fraggles and Muppets. Always trying to chuck it. If Bush got his dick out, Blair would suck it. Can't wait till he kicks the bucket. But he's only gonna be replaced by another little fuckwit. Only interested in war and budgets. But what goes around comes around in this miscarriage of justice. Maybe that's why Blair's wife miscarried a child and she lost it. You might say that's so cold that it's rusted. But I tell you something, what about the thousands of kids caught up in war dying for nothing? And somewhere in the world today, another child dies of starvation. While Tony and Sherry sip champagne, planning the next campaign. Blair's and mine is not the same aim, I don't understand him fully. The country's prime minister scared of a presidential bully who says shit like, if you're not with me, you must be against me. Makes emotional speeches that are really shallow, hollow and empty. The hunger, these bloodthirsty warmongers, never ceases to amaze. It's getting deep in these days of politicians, cheap little ways. Petty brazen till you've been loud and Saddam Hussein a craze. Why do you believe them little heathens just leading people astray? There's always secret documents because the government's never open. Now they want to inspect Iraqi missiles, they don't know they sold them. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. They don't care. They don't care. This world, it ain't fair. Bush and Blair, they don't care. I hope you all be aware.
It could have been Manhattan on the day the market fell. And it could have been a candy store in Kandahar as well.
And she might have been a Muslim, but it's kinda hard to tell. When your body's ground to zero and your skin's been fried to hell. So tell me it's a war to end all the war, or don't tell me nothing. Cause if this sacrifice is not for peace, it was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that bit you just when it hit you. There's other people hurt as much as you, and grief is no excuse for what you do. High flyers at the corporations, lazy cutting edge, they hold each other's hands and plummet from the window ledge. And the monitors are mounted on the coffee deal, which meant 5,000 farmers wondering where their livelihood just went. America, my family, the whole world feels your pain. And before this war is over, you'll make sure we do again. Even as the tower tumbled on that firefighting team, we wondered who you'd barbecue for puncturing your dream. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. Cause if this sacrifice does not bring peace, it was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that fits you, but it still don't hit you. There's other people feel as much as you, and freedom's no excuse for what you do. I am not an Islamicist, religion's not my thing, but they're friendlier than Christians and I like the way they sing. And I want my sisters free to burn the burqa if they choose, not lie awake and calculate what weight they need to lose. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. Cause if this sacrifice don't change the world, it was not worth making. Seems to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that fits you. When will it hit you? There's other people need as much as you, and greed is no excuse for what you do. You're beautiful, big-hearted, in many ways you're free. You're smart enough to get the world how you want it to be. So it's hard for me to tell you what you shouldn't have to hear. Your nation is that terrorist most human beings fear. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Grenada, Chile, and Afghanistan. Palestinian and Iraqi and some more you never knew. United States of people who deserved as much as you. So tell me that you don't support this war, or don't tell me nothing. Cause if this song of mine don't change your heart, it was not worth singing. I believe you did your best, chasing life and happiness. Never wondered, never guessed how the news had been suppressed of a never-ending killing fest. Ripped the kid from the mama's breast, shrapnel through her daddy's chest. While we're all singing, glory, hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Somebody made a killing in your name. So take your power back or take the blame.
And you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM and 101 FM. You're listening to a special compilation put together called Peace Not War. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. That's peace-not-war.org. Check out the website for dozens of more anti-war songs, plus information, art, and the Peace Group search engine. All proceeds from the sale of Peace Not War CDs go to nonviolent groups working to end the war and make peace. So check it out. Go to www.peace-not-war.org. Again, we're listening to the Global Peace Movement fundraiser compilation CD, and we're listening to selected tracks from the compilation called Peace Not War.
We don't have
have civilization anymore. We have a state of barbarism. A state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helpless.